The Hidden Dangers of Trucking Industry Marketing. The trucking industry is a complex and competitive market, with small carriers and owner-operators facing numerous challenges. A constant stream of outreach, advertising, promises, and pitches from various companies can make it difficult for new carriers to make informed decisions. This is often referred to as the marketing machine that the industry relies on. The most critical window for a new carrier is not the first difficult month of operation, but the first 48 hours after their DOT number gets applied for. During this time, companies across the industry are monitoring new authority applications as a lead source, creating a psychological environment that feels urgent even when it isn't. This can lead to carriers feeling pressured to make decisions quickly without fully understanding the implications. Landrum emphasizes that most of the decisions made during this initial period are not time-sensitive and should be approached with caution. Carriers who select factoring companies or fuel cards under pressure may inadvertently lock themselves into terms that don't serve them well for months or years. It's essential to slow down and take time to evaluate options side by side. Understanding what you're committing to and for how long is crucial. The right partners will still be there in 2 weeks, even if it feels like the urgency is manufactured by volume of outreach rather than real operational deadlines. The messaging that performs best in this space taps directly into the emotional state of new owner-operators, who are stepping into something genuinely exciting: ownership, autonomy, and the chance to build something on their own terms. However, there's a specific form of misleading messaging that Landrum finds particularly damaging, which centers on freight availability. Companies often make it appear as though all you need to do is get a truck and you'll get loaded, which isn't true. The freight market is not as simple as it seems, and carriers should be aware of this before making any decisions. This type of messaging exploded during COVID when new authority applications were astronomical, and companies profited from the surge in activity. Landrum stresses that factoring companies cannot make money unless their clients make money, which means they're strictly generating revenue off your business activity. If you don't have all the details, making a decision early can inadvertently lock you into terms that don't serve you well. The marketing technology available to companies reaching trucking audiences has grown dramatically, but much of it misses the mark entirely with the audience it's trying to reach. Carriers are looking for people who understand their business and will respond in a timely manner, not just slick interfaces or flashy marketing campaigns. One of the most consistent patterns Landrum identified is the gap between what carriers are sold and what they actually receive, not because companies are lying outright, but because the messaging is calibrated to resonate with a feeling rather than describe reality. Carriers need to understand that getting a DOT number and purchasing authority is not the same as building a company. Landrum emphasizes the importance of having a business plan, which includes understanding how to find freight, set rates, and manage cash flow. Without this foundation, carriers are more likely to fail. The excitement of entrepreneurship is real, but it's essential to structure your business carefully before entering the industry. The trucking community is genuinely unusual in that small carriers view each other as a community rather than competitors. This means that carriers can get honest answers about what it's like to work with specific companies by looking within their own networks and communities. Ultimately, success in the trucking industry requires patience, persistence, and a clear understanding of your business needs. Carriers should slow down when the pressure to decide feels urgent, ask questions they're afraid to sound naive, and read what they're signing. By doing so, they can build something real and avoid falling prey to misleading marketing tactics.